Elvis, here we are. I remember last year we talked to you, and it was obviously not the kind of season you wanted to have. I know you took some strides this year. Where are you at with your game as you look to the future and your future in the NHL and here?
Definitely, it's not the. That's as well what I said to Pazzi. It's not waking up this morning was an amazing feeling because first it was raining, everything is dark, season is over, and that's the part that's not nice. We all wanted to keep playing hockey and be in playoffs, right? Comparing now, you ask me about my about my last season and this season, it's a different season. We still didn't, how you say, accomplish the goal what we wanted. Now, if you ask me personally, between last season and this season, I think it was better. Team wise as well, it was better than the season before. We just have to keep working hard. I think as a team, as a group, we showed several times that we have character, that we can fight for it, we can win the games, tough ones, easy ones, doesn't matter who is coming against us. So that's a good thing for us to see and to know that there is that capability. Now there is, for me personally, there's different obstacle. I'm gonna go for world championships, and I'm excited. Can't wait to see my teammates, my boys, over there in Europe, and I'm focused on world championships.
How much are you look? I mean, you just mentioned how much you're looking forward to it, but a year ago, you obviously did not play in the Worlds, and that became like a big deal or whatever. But at what point did you decide that you wanted to play, for Latvia, and what can you get out of it from a playing standpoint?
That's exactly the difference between the last season and this season. Last season, I went through a lot, mentally, physically, emotionally, a lot. I went really through a lot, and being there in national team with, I'm not saying mental breakdown, but like not being 100%, just finished a really tough season. I don't think that would be a good thing for my teammates over there. It's not that I'm the super god here, Superman, who is gonna help them, right? They did amazing. I'm proud of them. I watched every single game. I called the guys right away on FaceTime. I was emotional. I cried for them. Those guys, I started since when I was little. There is half of team since when I played under 15 in national team with them, So those are the I'm not saying the real boys, but they are the real boys. And I know that we have character, and we can achieve a lot of things, and that's what they did, and that's what they showed. Now, this year, the season for me was, for me personally, if I have to think now where to put myself going to Worlds or not, I think it was all right. Obviously, there's a lot of things to work on it. I'm super excited and can't wait to go to Latvia Saturday.
Elvis, just the whole offseason is going to be surrounding finding a new general manager. Does that make you nervous at all about what could potentially happen after a new general manager is in place here?
Well, right now, I'm honest. I'm not thinking about that because, like I said, I want to go on world championships on my 110%. I still have hockey left there to play. Unfortunately, like I said, we don't have playoffs, but I still have hockey to play over there, and then that's my off season when I'm gonna start thinking about things. It's obvious that we're gonna get a new GM here. There's gonna be big changes, and that's a totally normal. We need big changes, and we can't keep going like this. I'm honest. Like we all want to win. We all want to playoffs, and for our fan base, for this city and organization, I think one day bringing the cup over here, that would be huge. And this is our all team players' goal and dream to do that. What's gonna happen? Well, that's not under my control or his or yours. Like, it's the new guy who's gonna come in and he's gonna do his moves. I assume so. What is the best for this organization?
So, injury situation. How are you feeling right now? And then, do you feel that there's some things that maybe you can do in the future to, you know, be more available?
Well, I can agree with you about my illness, but I'm honest, I'm taking so many vitamins that I could have overdose with them. Like, seriously, every morning there are too many pills on everything, fish oil, and I have a huge list. But having a toddler at home, it's a different thing, right? Who is sneezing, who is spitting you in the face, in the mouth, and it's completely different, right? But that's that part. What? Yes, I'm not happy that I was so many times sick. Injury wise, I'm happy with my work, what I did during the summer. I had no injuries except the last one now with a little hip injury, and mid season I had my back problem. But that back problem, it has nothing to do with my strength or how I am. It's just happened. There's guys who happens just pulls your back and you can't even put the socks on. Like, my wife was putting the socks on me in the morning, and I was at that time 28. That was 2 years ago, and I was, wow, that's pretty tough one. And but that yeah, and hip, yeah, I got hurt, but now I feel fine, and that was our medical team work to do, and they did it well, and I'm good now.
You had a new goalie coach this season. How difficult or how much of a transition was that to getting adapted to him and getting to know him and to know you as well?
I think that during the training camp, it was more like meeting each other. And I would say October month as well, that was like meeting each other as well, because that's when just the game started going. Overall, it was different. It was different compared to Manny, different techniques and different thinking. It was good work. I mean, I feel that I still improved my game. I'm not gonna say which one is better, which one is worse, but it's different type of coaching. As well as a team wise, we see Lars or Pazzi is completely different coaching, or Torts, right? So it's just a different hockey kind of thing.
Elvis, you've been here a number of years now already. How would you describe the culture of the locker room right now?
Well, yeah, I'm here 5 years. This is my home. This is my home, and this will be my home. Locker room, this is as well another one, what I was talking to my wife. It's looking back in my year one and two, it was a different locker room than now. And it's nothing that you can compare which one is better or worse, right? It's different people. Like, if I look back in my year one, Z, Boone is here. Like, you know, there's not so many guys. There's new faces in this locker room since my year one. It's completely different room. I feel maybe this time we're younger group. If I have to compare to my year one, like kind of less experienced maybe guys. So of course, like KJ and fans and all those guys. Younger group, they're speed-wise, they're faster, obviously, right? And battling hard. So it's just a different group. It's like I can't really compare them.
You've always been the kind of guy who's very straightforward and kind of tells it like it is. That's just who you are. I feel like you kind of run hot a little bit sometimes. Are you the kind of person, do you feel, that is misunderstood sometimes as a person?
Oh, you know, I got this, a lot. Not a lot, but quite a bit. Sometimes happens that I come home and I'm like, gosh, what did I say? Why? They didn't get it. Like a huge drama back home in Latvia as well, that I'm not paid from national team. It's like, I never wanted any money from a national team. It's just, for me, it's appropriate that the Blue Jackets are paying me the contract, so I have to give them back the value of what they're paying for me. I have to put first my job and then national team. National team is not my job. I remember talking to Lars once. He almost jumped over the table and killed me almost. Because I said the wrong word that I really didn't know what exactly actually meant in English language. So it happens sometimes to me. But I'm learning from that. But being straight, and I think that's a good thing. And honestly, another person who I really liked, who was that way, that was Thorsten, and that was perfect. You like the truth or you don't, but that's the truth. I'm sorry, take it how you want it. But sometimes, yes, I maybe express myself wrong, or I send the message in wrong way. That then when there is explanation, it's completely different story of what I'm saying, and then the person gets it. I remember my first year with Manny, I had huge trouble. He couldn't understand me. Why am I even talking about? It doesn't make any sense of what I'm saying. And then he learned me. And then thank God that Manny was the guy who was helping me out, and he was explaining me now he was meaning something different, not that way. But yeah, it happens to me.
So just your take on the overall defense. You know, it's a team thing, but consecutive seasons allowing over 300 goals. Where do you feel that the team needs to improve in order to start really getting that number down?
I think improve of everything. We are not in playoffs. The teams who are in playoffs, they're great, right? And this is honest fact. Starting from myself, I need to improve. In defense, we have to improve. In forward, we have to improve. In power play, in PK, and everywhere. That's how the teams get in playoffs. That's the fact. And we are not in playoffs. So that means we have to improve in everything. I know that we are a hardworking team. And the guys during the summer break, now we're going to work hard, and we'll see in training camp.